This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spent the last day of her first overseas trip going to church and meeting with Chinese women's leaders. In an interview with local media, she spoke of the two countries' economic interdependence and China's large holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds. Clinton said that on this visit, she wanted to avoid the usual diplomatic routine of posed photo shoots and stiff protocol events. She also clearly was trying to avoid lecturing or confronting the Chinese on any issue. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has been following the visit from Beijing. He joins us now. Anthony, Secretary of State Clinton put the economy, right front and center on this trip. So how does she actually propose to work with the Chinese on this?
Well, first of all, I think she was very keen to reassure the Chinese that their large holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds were safe, thereby implying that the Chinese should not sell them or dump them. She said, first of all, that the U.S. and China were in the same economic boat and that if the U.S. goes down, China could go down too, and that also the Chinese and U.S. economies are increasingly intertwined, and the fact that China has all these investments in U.S. government debt are a recognition of this fact. She reassured Beijing that all these treasury bonds are safe and that the U.S. has a well-earned reputation for financial stability. Chinese are mostly saying, well, we thought so too until this financial crisis.
Mm. Did she talk a lot or anything about the green economy, which is concerning a lot of world leaders now?
Yes, that was very much a prominent issue in this visit, and it's one of the things she said she did not want to derail by confronting the Chinese on human rights. She went to a power plant which is co-run by China and General Electric, the thrust of her remarks is that she hopes that China will not make the same mistakes in harming the environment that the U.S. made in its development. And essentially, she was trying to move away from the sort of zero-sum game of saying, well, the U.S. can't cut its emissions unless China does also. If the U.S. cuts its emissions and China doesn't, then we won't get anywhere anyway. So she was trying to move that forward and I believe take a different approach to the issue of climate change.
What about the issue of human rights? If that was looked at as sort of something that might derail other conversations, was the issue avoided completely or did the secretary approach it in a different way?
I think she was trying to take a different approach. She certainly did not hector or lecture the Chinese on issues such as Tibet, freedom of speech and religion, things like that. I think today's activity in which she met with the women's leaders could be seen as a sort of a rights issue talk. The people she met with were essentially Chinese women lawyers and scholars and journalists, people who work within the system for change but who do not, challenge the government on political reform. Probably the most famous of the people she met was this 82-year-old doctor, an AIDS activist named Gao Yaojie, who has been harassed by the police for years because she exposed a government-sponsored blood-selling scheme which spread a lot of AIDS in the countryside. Now let's listen to a clip of Secretary Clinton speaking to the Women's Forum.
I think that change really does come from individual decisions, many millions of individual decisions where, someone stands up like, Dr. Gao and says, no, I'm not going to be quiet.
Was Secretary Clinton, do you think, successful in her grassroots approach rather than the traditional diplomatic approach?
Well, it's certainly met with some raised eyebrows and criticisms, particularly from the human rights groups and sector. And I think some people may not have been ready for it. When, for example, she showed up at an MTV show in Indonesia, or she pressed the flesh with students in Seoul, South Korea, and answered questions about her marriage, there was a sense that she was sort of reprising her role as a presidential candidate. At this women's event, you could say that she was sort of reprising her role as the first lady. These were women's activists who she had met here in previous visits in 1995, the World Women's Forum, and on her visit with then-President Clinton in 1998.
How did the Chinese react to this visit?
Well, I think the Chinese were happy. They weren't, you know, jumping for joy that she didn't feature human rights prominently. What I think they saw in it was a smart power or a soft power approach. In other words, using slightly softer tactics to get what America wants and what's in America's interest. And that is something that China can very much relate to now because that's what they've been trying to do. Actually, I think a lot of Chinese people were not that unhappy with ties between the U.S. and China under President Bush, and they're not expecting a sea change from the Obama administration. They perfectly well expect the Obama administration to pursue American interests, but perhaps in a smarter and more tactful way.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. Anthony, thank you very much.
Thank you.